Let's go now to Congressman David Valadao. He's a Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives, representing California's 21st congressional district. He's also a member of No Labels. Thanks for joining us, Congressman. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Doing pretty well. Okay, so we have dueling budgets here on Capitol Hill. The House able to pass something finally. The Senate passed something. How do you think the House is going to react to that?
Well, we're happy that they're actually presenting something. I mean, to wait around for 1,400 days or whatever that number was, it's a long time. And when people talk about what their senator believes and what they're trying to accomplish or where their priorities are, no better way to do it than to talk about how they make their decisions or on budgeting. It's great to have them on board and actually moving in the right direction.
One of the things that I thought was so interesting last week, Congressman, was to see the vote on the Ryan budget, which got 10 defections by Republicans. Now, you voted for the Ryan budget, right?
I voted for it, and the 10 defections were mostly members who thought it wasn't conservative enough.
And do you see any? I mean, that seems like a pretty interesting schism coming in the Republican Party. You've got this big op-ed by Paul Brown in the New York Times criticizing the Ryan budget, and then the 10 fairly conservative, very conservative votes against it. Do you think that's its own sort of problem for the GOP when the budget debate gets back to the House?
No, I think the fact that there's people that don't agree with it is fine. That's the American way. I don't see it a problem when only 10 members decide to vote against it. If they didn't think it went far enough, that's fine. There's always going to be a little bit. But the fact that we reached more to the middle to come up with a compromise where we could get some on board, I think was the better direction to go. And then there's always those members that just never vote with us no matter what we do.
Well, Congressman, with your group No Labels, of course, you're all about coming together, both sides of the political aisle, on coming out with a budget and something that makes sense. But with such differing, they're as different as night and day with the GOP and the Democratic side. So how within your group and the members that you speak to, how are they working, I guess, behind the scenes to get people to come to some kind of agreement?
Well, we actually haven't had a meeting since the budget passed and since the Senate passed theirs. So we're out for a couple weeks, so I don't know what direction this is going to go. But being part of the organization is always a good thing. I mean, I'm still pretty new to the House. I've only been there since January. But being part of the group's actually beneficial, and I'm looking forward to what we can bring to the table to make some positive improvements or even assistance to the budget committee and see where we go with this.
Well, sort of the ongoing debate is the question of entitlements and whether the Democrats are willing to change at all on entitlement reform. And it seemed like Nancy Pelosi was saying that she might be open to a discussion of re-indexing the Social Security cost of living increases according to the chain CPI model, not so willing to change on the question of the actual beneficiary age. Do you see Democrats moving a little bit on some of these entitlement issues?
I do believe that there's always room for some movement. And just because Congresswoman Pelosi doesn't want to do something, that's fine, but there's always other members. There's 435 members. You don't always have to follow your leadership. I know I served in the State House. I didn't always follow my leadership. I did what I always thought was right for my district, and I believe there's plenty of members out there that are willing to do what they think is right for their district. So I actually think there's room. I always believe there's room. I'm kind of more of an optimist. I do believe there's always someone there that wants to do the right thing for their community. So I look forward to it.
All right. Well, Congressman, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And if people want to find out more about No Labels, how can they do that?
Well, they have to go to the website, nolabels.org. It's www.nolabels.org. It's got a little bit of a bio and all the members who are part of it. It's a good group of people. I didn't actually join early on because I wasn't sure what the organization was for. I thought it was more just a publicity thing, but once you start to figure out, hey, there's actually a good place for these people and there's something that can be done, I decided to jump on board and become a member of the organization. And so I would recommend everybody take a look. It's, again, www.nolabels.org.
Yeah, and your group was successful in passing this No Budget, No Pay Act, right?
Yeah, they were part of that. Obviously, that's a good thing, and that's what brought the Senate to the table so we could actually have a conversation about what direction the Senate wants to do. To have the House just passing a budget by themselves for 2 or 3 years didn't solve anybody's problems, but now that they're at the table, now I feel like we've actually got some room to work together and get something done.
Okay, Congressman, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Congressman David Valadao, he's a Republican from California, representing California's 21st congressional district. He's also a member of No Labels, as you were just hearing about.